More than 90 observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the OSCE, fanned out across the United States to observe the presidential election. Their preliminary report praises the passion and professionalism at most polls, but it suggests that forms still are needed. The OSCE mission says the U.S. election was great, but not perfect. The preliminary report says the orderly and peaceful process reflects the country's long-standing democratic tradition, including the rule of law, free and competitive media, and an active civil society. Swiss Parliament member Barbara Herring led the three-month-long observer mission in the United States.
The high turnout indicates the importance of this election for the electorate and for the strong democratic tradition of this country.
But the OSCE report also says there is room for improvement. In contrast to many others of the 55 member states, the United States holds its elections on a regular workday. In most states, the polls are open from early morning to mid or late evening. Still, OSCE observer Giovanni Kessler said waiting time, which sometimes stretched to several hours, should be reduced because many people cannot afford to be away from their jobs that long.
Something has to be done to this regard, either prolonging the voting time or implementing the number of the polling station or of the voting equipment in terms of number of voting booths. Something has to be carried out, otherwise the voters can be affected, especially on a social basis. There are some mostly poorer people, working people on a salary basis, who could not possibly afford to miss half a day working in order to vote.
Mr. Kessler and other OSCE observers said voter patience in the long lines surprised them and underscored the passion and commitment that Americans had to the 2004 presidential election. Another concern expressed by OSCE observer Rita Susmuth was how much rules varied, especially for provisional ballots and voter registration. Acknowledging the decentralized nature of the U.S. federal system, she says the OSCE still suggests more uniform voting rules to reduce the potential for errors.
What we recommend is to have rules that are the same for everybody. For instance, for the provisional voting, or when you look at different rules from a felons, then in one state they have the right to vote, in another state they don't have. And there our recommendation is to have clarification and the same rules for each citizen.
The observers also noted the need for more information about the paper-free electronic voting machines that have raised some concerns of potential fraud. The U.S. government invited the OSCE observers to monitor the pre-election campaign and voting process under an agreement that reaffirms the commitment of all 55 OSCE member states to transparency and accountability. The organization has observed more than 150 elections among its members. Laurie Kasman, VOA News, Washington.